Come a knock on our door.
Come a knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three's company too.
They always put in one too many screws just to confuse you. Come in.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Oh, hi, Janet. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I want to do something for you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me take your coat.
Okay.
Well, What have we got here? A baby rattle?
It's not Furley. That's not mine.
Oh, come on. You don't have to be ashamed.
No.
I used to carry around a little piece of wool for my old nanny blanket. Oh, gosh, how I loved that blanket. I still have it, but my sergeant made me throw it away.
Mr. Furley, it is not my rattle, okay? I must have put it in my pocket by mistake. I was babysitting tonight.
Sure, sure, sure. Sit down, Janet. Now, what is it you want to do for me?
Well, how would you like it if I took my dull, drab, dreary little bedroom and turned it into a wonderful, exciting, beautiful little bedroom?
Where would you get the money to do that?
I got a bonus at work. It's not a huge bonus, but I could put out an ad for an art student.
A student?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they work real cheap, Mr. Furley, and they know everything about interior decorating. Oh, please.
I don't know, Janet.
Oh, please, Mr. Furley. You, of all people, know the importance of a bedroom. You know, to, set a tone and create the mood.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, you're the prince of passion, you know all about bedrooms. Well, I guess it's okay, but you're liable for damages.
Okay, thank you. Oh, Mr. Furley, thank you. I promise you're not going to regret this. Oh, by the way, if anybody stops here tomorrow morning about my ad, would you just send him up to my place?
Freeze! Did you say you advertised before you even asked me?
No. Oops. You caught me. Well, see, I knew that it was going to be all right because you are such a wonderful person.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Now, Mr. Furley, promise me you won't say anything to Chrissy. It's a surprise for her.
You're going to redecorate Chrissy's room for a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to do? Paint around her while she's asleep?
We're all supposed to go away this weekend on a skiing trip, but at the last minute, I'm going to back out. Then by the time they get home, it'll be all finished.
You're a very sneaky person, you know that?
Thank you. Oh, and don't tell Jack either, because he'll just blab it right out, and that'll spoil the surprise.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. Loose lips sink ships. And if you need any help with that room, feel free to call on me. I'm pretty handy around the house myself, you know. In fact, I've been working on this toaster here. Huh. Well, I didn't say I fixed it. I just said I've been working on it. Wasn't my fault. They didn't give me enough screws.
Oh, boy, Chrissy, I can hardly wait till tomorrow. Snow bunnies, here I come.
Look.
Oh, Susie Chapstick, eat your heart out.
Yeah, and you know, when it gets really cold, this ski cap makes into a ski mask.
Oh, let's see.
No, Jack, don't. I can't see.
Wait,
please,
wait,
Jack, take it off.
Hang on. Watch out, watch out, watch out.
Oh, jeez. It scared me. For a minute, my whole life flashed in front of my eyes.
What'd you see?
Nothing. It was too dark.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Did you have a good time babysitting?
Oh, yeah, Jack. I really love babies. And that little Timmy, he is such a pussycat.
I hope you changed his litter box.
Oh, God.
You really like that little fella, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Jack. I do. I just have so much fun with him. You know, I smile at him, and he smiles back. And I tickle him, and he laughs. Then I bounce him, and he spits up.
That's charming.
Hey, you really spent a lot of time babysitting for Gwen lately, haven't you?
Yeah, Chrissy, but I'm just trying to help out. You know, it isn't easy having a baby by yourself.
She had a baby by herself? Boy, that's the hard way.
It's also the dull way.
Jack. Now, Chrissy, she didn't have the baby by herself. She hired a father.
She what?
She hired a father. Yeah, she put this ad at the medical school, you know where she works, for a man who was intelligent and healthy to, you know, so help her out.
And some guy showed up?
Uh-huh, Chrissy, not guy. Guys, a lot of them.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised at how many men in this world are willing to do a good deed.
Boy, it sure sounds strange to me.
You mean weird.
Try and understand this, okay? There are some women who would like to have a child, but not a husband.
Yeah, and there are some women who'd like to have a husband and not a child.
That's true.
But then again, there are some women who don't want a child or a husband, just a dog. Some people are allergic to dogs, but then again, some dogs are allergic to people. That's why they run away from home. Cats are nice, except if you have a bird. Birds are okay, but you know you have to clean their cage every day, every day. But husbands like birds because they don't talk back. You know, I had this hamster once. Well, I didn't have him for very long because he smells.
Come on, girls, let's go. Oh, good. Janet, where's your suitcase?
What, your suitcase? What would I need a suitcase for?
Well, you look pretty silly carrying your underwear around in your hands.
Oh, no. Is this the ski weekend? Oh, I forgot. God, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't go.
What do you mean you can't go? We've been planning this weekend for weeks.
I know, Chrissy, but I thought it was next week.
Honestly, Janet, it was next week when this week was last week, but now that last week's next week is this week, it's today.
You can't argue with that.
Look, I'm really sorry, guys, but I have something real important to do. So what are we standing here for? Come on, Chrissy, get your suitcase. Y'all just have to go without me. Oh. You better get going. You know, you're going to miss your bus. It's almost 10 o'clock. Come on, here you go. There you go. Oh.
Hi, I'm here about the ad.
Ad? Well, we didn't place an ad. Did we place...
I did, Chrissy. Would you come in, please? Hello. Make yourself comfortable, and I'll be with you in just one little moment, okay? Come on, Jack, get going. Have fun,
wait
guys.
Wait a minute. What'd you advertise for?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, it must have slipped my mind. Well, see, here it is. We have been so busy down at the flower shop, just swamped, and I need an assistant.
Flower shop? Well, I thought you were...
I'll be right with you.
Wait a minute, is that going to take all weekend?
Oh, yeah, probably. Sure. Well, Jack, you know how hard it is to find just the right person for a job? I want to take my time and find just the right man.
Well, suppose you find the right person right away.
Well, in that case, Chrissy, I'll... Don't know what I'll do. I'll probably just spend the rest of the weekend in bed. So, come on, guys, get going. Go
sure
on, have fun, really.
I wanted you to go.
Me too, Chrissy, but I'll go next time. And you all have fun. Go on, have fun. They fell for it.
Oh, hi, you two.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
Going skiing?
No, we're going to harpoon some guppies.
Where's Janet?
She's upstairs. She couldn't go.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Wait a minute. Did she tell you she wasn't going?
No. Oh, no, you don't. You won't get anything out of me. The Furley lips are sealed. Take a lock.
Chrissy, something very strange is going on.
Yeah. What?
Just think a minute.
Okay, but it doesn't always work.
We've known about this trip for weeks. Why didn't she say something last night about not going?
Well, because she was so busy arguing about having babies and hiring fathers.
That's right. Hiring fathers. And then this morning, guy shows up about some ad, and she wants to spend the weekend in bed. Oh, my God. And she told us to have a good time.
What are you talking about?
Chrissy, don't you see? She's not hiring an assistant. She's hiring a father.
Don't be silly. Janet already has a father.
Not for her, for her baby.
She doesn't have a baby.
That's what fathers are for. Let's get back up there. I just hope it's not too late.
If it is, Janet sure didn't get her money's worth.
Well, I really think that it'll be fun. I mean, I've never done anything like this before.
Well, I hope you're satisfied when I'm through.
Hey! Hey! What are you two doing here?
Actually, we were wrong about our schedule. The bus doesn't leave until a half an hour later.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you find that out?
Furley told us.
Furley?
Yeah, he knows all the resort schedules.
Since when is Furley so interested in skiing?
You kidding? He's crazy about it.
Yeah, he's been going downhill for years.
Well, as you can see, I'm right in the middle of something.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind having other people around.
No, Robert. Let's go out into the kitchen. We'll have more privacy there.
Well, Chrissy, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
I thought Janet was your best friend.
Well, she is. She is, but she wouldn't be if I start telling her what to do. I mean, if she thinks this is right for her, who am I to tell her that it isn't?
Chrissy, she could be making the biggest mistake of her life, and all you're going to do is stand by and watch?
I'm not going to watch.
Chrissy, I mean, you're not even going to try to stop her, huh?
Jack, this is Janet's life, and we can't live it for her.
But... Boy, Chrissy, did you have to pick this particular moment to start making sense?
Makes sense. You're just not smart enough to understand me.
Now, thank you very much, and I'll let you know.
Well, I hope so. I'm very anxious to do the job.
I'll bet he is.
Thanks again, and goodbye.
Bye.
Janet?
Yeah?
Janet, could I speak to you for a moment in the kitchen, please?
Oh, sure, Jack. Something wrong?
No! Why would you think that? Janet, Janet, Janet.
Jack, Jack, Jack. Okay, Jack, now that we know each other's names, what's on your mind?
Janet, do you like me?
Sure, I like you.
Okay. Now, do you think I have average intelligence?
No. Above average.
Maybe even at the genius level?
Let's don't push it, Jack.
Sorry.
Hey. Hey, I get the feeling that you want to tell me something. But I've no idea what it is.
Okay, Janet?
Jack?
I'm a man.
That you are.
And I'm also a friend.
That too.
In other words, I'm a man who's a friend.
I like the way you put it all together.
What I'm trying to tell you is that if you ever need a friend...
Who's a man?
Right. I'd like you to feel that you could call on me.
Of course I would.
Then why didn't you?
Why didn't I what?
I mean, not that I would have... I mean, I do have certain principles, you know, ideals. At least you could have asked me. You know, you might have even talked me into it.
Jack, what are you trying to say?
The fact that you're bringing in all these strangers and ignoring me, a friend. I mean,
God. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. But I didn't think you could do the job. You go do whatever you were doing. Go on, Chrissy. Go on there. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Janet Wood.
Oh, I'm Janet. I'm Janet. Won't you come in?
Yes, I'm Roger Wilson. I'm here about the
job. perhaps we could talk in the kitchen, Roger.
Oh, I have some 8x10 glossies of my work.
Not here, Roger, not here. Out in the kitchen will be better. I can handle this, Jack. I can handle this.
The guy brought pictures. I bet the next one shows up with home movies.
Hi, are you Janet Wood? I'm here about the ad.
Janet's busy right now.
Yeah, but she'll be finished in a minute. You could wait.
Thanks.
Tell me something. Do you really make a living doing this sort of thing?
Oh, well, not yet. I'm just starting out. But you know, this is the kind of business where if you're good on one or two jobs, word gets around.
I can imagine.
Yeah, in no time at all. Everybody wants you because you're hot.
Hey, why don't you go be hot someplace else, pal?
What?
Yeah, we don't want you practicing on our friend.
But I'm ready to start right now.
Oh, well, then go home and take a cold shower.
That sounds great. Really, that's...
Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh. Yeah, I can hardly wait to get on with it.
That's what they all say.
Is he the one?
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to it.
To working with flowers. He loves flowers, don't you? Yeah. Well, you two, shouldn't you be leaving? Aren't you going to miss the next bus?
Yeah, Jack, we better go.
Yeah, Jack, go on. Have a good time.
Janet, Janet.
Yeah, what?
You take care of yourself, you hear?
Okay.
And for the last time, are you sure you don't want my help?
Thank you so much, Jack, but I just don't think you're qualified. Jack, she didn't mean it.
I'll wait for you outside, Chrissy.
Jeez, he's touchy today.
Well, you could have been kinder. Well, I guess... this is it.
I guess so.
Bye, Janet.
Bye, Chrissy.
Oh, congratulations on the job. I'm sure Janet wouldn't have chosen you if you weren't the best man.
Well, it was either that or I worked the cheapest.
Oh, Janet, at a time like this, bargain hunting.
Don't ask, I don't know. Listen, we have really got our work cut out for us.
Well?
Oh, sure.
Let's get on with it.
Okay, would you like to come into the bedroom and take a look?
Sure.
Come on, Jack.
Chrissy, I thought you didn't want to interfere.
Oh, I thought so, too, but I just can't let this happen to Janet.
Well, then get in there and stop her.
Me?
Yes, you. Roger, I just have such a good feeling about having you here.
And knowing your deadline, you're lucky I work fast.
She's got a deadline.
Jack, go in there.
Yeah.
Hurry.
Okay.
Go in there.
Well, how do you like this on the bed?
Oh, Jack!
Janet, I know you don't want me involved, but I know what you're doing.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, then what do you got your hand over your eyes for?
Because I don't want to see your swatches?
You're looking at swatches?
Of course we're looking at swatches. That's what you do when you redecorate a room. What is so funny?
Nothing. You're redecorating a room?
Yeah, what'd you think I was doing?
Redecorating the room, of course. What'd you think I thought? That you guys were having an affair?
I suppose Chrissy knows, too.
No, believe me, she hasn't got a clue.
Truly?
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, please don't tell her. I meant this for a surprise. Would you just get her out of here? Go skiing.
Okay, don't worry.
Okay, bye.
Well?
Everything's just fine, Chrissy. Come on, we're gonna miss our bus.
Wait a minute! What happened in there?
Chrissy, it's none of our business.
What?
No, you're right. What Janet does is her own concern.
No! You were right and I was wrong, and now I'm right and you're wrong. Don't you know when to listen to me?
Would you like to do anything special at the window?
Chrissy!
Chrissy!
What are you doing?
Getting measurements.
She's 34, 22, 34!
I think we better talk about this in the living room.
Get out!
We'll be right back, Richard.
Get out!
I thought you weren't going to say anything to her. Come on, Chrissy, sit down, honey. Sit down. Gosh, catch your breath. Relax now. Listen to me. I swear to you, I would never have done this if I thought it would upset you.
Well, then don't do it, Janet, please. He's all wrong for you.
Chrissy, hey. It's not what you think.
Well, just what does she think?
Well, it's pretty funny. See, she thinks you hired Roger to have a baby like Gwen.
Chrissy, you thought that? Now, where did you get a crazy idea like that?
Jack told me.
Look, Chrissy, you can relax. I'm not planning on having any baby.
Well, then what were you doing in our bedroom with Roger?
Oh, gosh. This is supposed to be a surprise. I got this bonus down at work, so I was going to redecorate the room and surprise you.
Oh, Janet. Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, Chrissy, I sure hope you like it. Oh, good. Oh, and Jack. After all these years together, I think you know me a little better than that. I am really surprised at you, Jack.
At me? What about Chrissy?
I'm surprised at you, too.
Gosh, Chrissy, really, I think this would be perfect for the drapes.
Yeah, you know, and it'll go great with the bedspread.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, I'd like to thank you very much.
For what?
Oh, you know, for that certain kind of help you offered me earlier in the kitchen.
Hey, listen, Janet, any time you want to take advantage of
Jack!
Moi...
What?
Jack, I was thinking that right now would be perfect.
Janet!
So, how about your bedroom?
My bedroom? My.
You're not scared, are you?
Me? Hey, no.
Well, that's good, Jack, because I have always hated your bedroom. How about let's start with rearranging the furniture, then maybe some new wallpaper.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.